This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're talking about Rutherford County, and our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is with us on this beautiful day. It is gorgeous, 73 degrees on the square. Ernest, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us this morning. And before the broadcast, Ernest and I usually chat just a little bit, and we were asking him if there was anything that we needed to focus on this morning, and you said...
I said, thank goodness, things are pretty quiet right now. We seem to be somewhat stable, and we're not trying to deal with any major difficulties, just always those usual things that have to be taken care of that are sort of routine.
And that really speaks volumes for the way the county is working. It shows that things are coming together as they should.
Absolutely. We've been able to pass our budget again this year without a tax increase, and... Our school system is open, and there are no disputes there. We've increased their budget, and still we're in a comfortable position with, economically here.
We talked earlier this week about the Murfreesboro City Schools, and they had seen an increase in enrollment almost back to the point of where it was when you know, prior to the economic downturn. Are you seeing increases in enrollment similar to that with the county system as well?
Yeah, we're seeing increases this year. Mr. Odom, I believe, said last night 39,920 students in our county school system. That's not back at the same percentage increase that we had earlier some number of years ago, but it is increased over the last couple of years. It was down under 2%, so I think it's, I don't know what that would be, but probably something closer to 3% possibly. So it has increased percentage-wise again this year.
Well, I guess also one thing that we need to look at as far as a barometer perhaps is the number of building permits. Are they starting to come back?
Well, our single-family building permits have increased. Yes, definitely over the last 12 to 15 months. It's still not nearly up to the level that it was back in 2008 and before, but it is making some progress, no question about it. Yes, definitely.
Well, it's good to hear that. So those are some good signs. And, of course, the number of unemployment in unemployed persons is down from what it had been in previous years. That's another good sign. That's fluctuating a bit, but it's down from what it had been when it was at its peak.
Yeah, Rutherford County, in fact, all of Tennessee, seems to be on a continuous small decline every month or so. So it's, I guess that's encouraging as well. And I think with Amazon coming in here already and they're beginning to hire, I think we'll see even our unemployment rates continue to decline.
That's great news. And then word is there are some other places who are looking at Rutherford County as well. We seem to really have captured a lot of attention of businesses. Good work environment, good central location, and lots of ways to transport goods in and out of the area, from rail to airways. The Smyrna Airport, one of the major airports in Tennessee.
And all of their facilities are leased full. I mean, so we have a lot of great things here. And just don't forget the great school system that the county and the city of Murfreesboro both have. This is a very, very important thing when people are considering whether they want to relocate a major part of their company here.
Absolutely. And, of course, a good number of future employees, thanks to Middle Tennessee State University.
Absolutely. And they're continuing with the construction of their long-awaited science building.
I've heard that for a long time.
Right.
They were talking about that when I was in school there, and that was back when we rode ponies.
That's right. So it's been more than 50 years, I think, since they've had any expansion to their science building and program, but this is going to be remarkably important.
Let's go to the phones. We're talking about Rutherford County, and you're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you this morning?
Hello, Bart.
Hey, good morning to you.
You know, I might be just about 40 now, but I remember when there was only just a little bit. I remember that Red Ace store over there in Rutherford County. You remember that?
Oh, absolutely.
Right over there across from McDonald's. We had one McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown a lot, though.
Things have changed.
You don't remember the frost top root beer stand, do you?
What's that?
You don't remember the frost top root beer location on Broad Street, do you? You don't go back that far, I bet.
That was over there around that. Wasn't it around? What was that over there where that pawn shop is now?
It's where a street is now.
Yeah, right.
I remember that.
Yeah. I remember that. That was quite a while back. My mother, she used to work at the City Cafe when they came from Woodbury here.
Mm-hmm.
They originated from Alabama, but she remembers the football people from the college going up there, and they would make her fix their shakes, and they always wanted an egg put in them, and they wouldn't have anybody else do it but her.
Interesting.
And she said it was the Watsons owned it back then.
Huh. No, those are some fun
actually,
days.
I really got caught up in this, but I was actually wondering if you're still doing Swap and Shop.
Well, Swap and Shop is still on the air, but it is over right now. It's from 7:50 to 8:10, Monday through Friday mornings.
All righty. Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Burgess.
All right. You too, sir.
Have a great day.
Nice to talk to you too, Bart.
Well, thank you. You have a good day.
Bye. All right, y'all. Take care now.
Bye-bye. 893-1450, trip down memory lane. And those were some fun days back when the Frost Top root beer was around.
That's right.
One place I liked that nobody remembers, and I don't know whether you remember, the Roscoe's hot dogs over on Broad, where they had the sawdust on the floor. You remember that?
I don't remember that.
It was near where the tower is.
Yeah.
I think one of those pawn shops is there. But you'd go in there, and they would have every hot dog imaginable.
Wow.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, good morning.
Hi there.
Yes, I remember the foot-long hot dog place down there where Roadrunners is now.
Yeah, that's right. Roadrunner, yeah. Well, that was a good place.
Yeah, it was, Bart. The reason I called in this morning, I want to ask the mayor, what would it take to get some slow children signs down here in the neighborhood we stay in? The traffic is picked up, and we got some speeders on motorcycles and cars that come through just speeding, and there's a lot of little kids out here now, and I guess you can hear my grandson.
I know you're proud of him.
Yes, I am. He's the youngest one.
Now, what street is that?
This is Farnwood. It's off the old Nashville Highway, off of Reynolds Drive. It runs into Farnwood. But we need them all the way down Reynolds, just the whole subdivision down to this way. You know, there's a bunch of kids stay out this way, and I would like to see some signs put up because, you know, it's a bunch of kids, and a lot of times some of the parents are not watching them, and they're out, you know, in the streets, and these guys, some few guys down there got motorcycles, and, you know, they come through with a extra amount of speed at times, and, you know, I just want to know what would it take to get some signs put down this way.
That's a good point.
We will, our road board, they are the ones that actually approve the location of speed limit signs and these kinds of signs. So I will pass this information on to our newly elected highway road superintendent and see if they could go out and investigate this particular area. There was an area, I'm not sure whether it was yours or not, that had a similar request just a few weeks ago. But I'll follow up with them and pass this information to them and see if they could maybe make something happen here that would improve that.
Well, I really appreciate it, and like I say, you're doing a great job. The last time I asked about street signs, they was up seemed like the same day almost, so keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, appreciate it.
All right, have a great day.
Give that grandchild a big hug for us.
I'll do that. I'll do that, Barty. She's in and out of everything.
Sounds like you're having fun.
Yes, I am. I'm going to get out and cut the yard. I'm going to let him have it.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
All right.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. And you're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How about y'all?
Doing good.
I just was wanting to say that Musper and Rutherford County needs to look around and watch the news and see these other counties struggling trying to pass their budget. I know y'all are passing the budget so far without any problem, like you said. But if you don't, if don't quit beautifying and building schools, and Rutherford County quit building schools and stuff, they're going to be struggling too, wanting to raise people's taxes when they're wasting money doing all this beautifying on these roads and stuff. And these schools, if they would utilize these schools, they wouldn't need but half the schools that they got. Because if they'd like to send one group of kids to school 2 days a week and a couple of hours more a day, and the other group go 3 days a week, and then the next week reverse that and go, the other ones go 3 and 2. They might have to go a little bit longer and a couple more hours a day each one of them. And that way they could have, in 1 week, they could have two groups of kids going to that one school, not need as many schools, not need as much utilities, not much upkeep, because people's not having as many kids. One day, Rutherford County will have all these schools, and not enough kids to go to them, and they don't have these schools just sitting empty in the future because people's not having all these kids and everything. So, but they need to take a look around, and they need to start utilizing these buildings that they build, and quit building all these buildings and then hollering, "We're short. We got to raise taxes to build buildings that we don't even need." But y'all really need to look at the news and check this out. And I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Well, we appreciate those comments, and they are timely, and they are worth serious consideration. In fact, over the last 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, we've actually had some of these same discussions even internally. So I think if you'll stay abreast of this over the next few weeks, few months, I think there may be some discussion that takes place. This is a very, very important issue, but yet a very, very complex issue, and I think there may be some effort to assemble a group of people to really give some serious thought to this, and we'll just have to see what things they come up with that might be doable and workable. So we always want to be looking toward improving and using the resources that we've got in the best, most efficient way possible, and yes, we're going to do just that.
I know that here in the United States, we're looking for every way possible to improve the level of education for our youngsters, because they're our future. They really are. And somewhere along the line, we supposedly have slipped behind other countries. And are there some success stories? I know that our educators here in Rutherford County are always looking for ways to improve things. Are there some success stories, some unique out-of-the-box thinking, that ways to educate youngsters, you know, maybe this 3-day and 2-day routine, that have proved successful in other communities?
Well, only a very, very limited number. I mean, so there are some examples of some people that have tried some things. Some have worked. Most of them have not worked, or at least they've given up on them. But yet that doesn't mean that we don't have a way of ourselves of trying to find a different approach, an improved approach, and I think we deserve that and owe that to our county citizens to make that effort.
I know I was reading something the other day about education. Of course, everybody has their own opinion on education, and this was a study that showed that in Europe, just about every country was or about to require at least 2 languages to graduate from high school. And in the United States, there are no no additional other than English required to graduate from high school. And it said that by learning an additional language, not only are you better equipped to handle problems in the business world and in the economy, but also there's proof that you think more clearly. It gives you a better opportunity to multitask, and they're trying to show that there's some proof that shows it reduces your risk of Alzheimer's or dementia in the future. I don't know if it's true or not, but interesting thoughts.
They are interesting thoughts, even though I don't use, you're indicating we don't require that. I know that I have a 13-year-old granddaughter that's in the eighth grade, and she's taking Spanish this year.
They can do it, but
it's not required. I know when I was in high school, they didn't even offer those languages. We could take Latin, and that was the extent of it. So, yes, I think. But if you couple that with the increased requirement that they have to have an additional year in science, an additional year in math, I mean, our high school students are basically required now to have 23 credits. And I think when we got out of high school, it was 17. And one of those was a quarter credit every year for PE. So, you know, things have changed, and we're requiring more and more and more. But it doesn't appear that we've gotten the outcomes that we really want and really expect yet. So it's still an ongoing process. But Rutherford County and the city of Murfreesboro schools have scored well, as all of us have seen recently in these tests that have been given to all of our students, and the state has given out those numbers. We have done very, very well, and I think we had 8 schools out of, I think, maybe 29 across the whole state that scored, you might say, in a very superior way. So we should really be proud of what they're doing.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had two separate questions. One, County Water Resource. I'm from Murfreesboro. I grew up here, lived abroad for 20-something years, and have come back home to roost. What are the county's resources as far as water management looking toward the future with the explosion of population in Rutherford County? I know that I've seen other systems develop their own water resource management and reservoirs and so forth. What is the county's current position on either purchasing water from other areas, or is Rutherford County self-sufficient in that regard?
What about that?
Well, basically, we're self-sufficient in that Percy Priest Lake has more water than really I think that we'll consume in many, many years as far as that possibility. So Percy Priest and Stones Rivers is the primary supply and resource for both the city, all of our cities, and the county. And we have agreements with the Corps of Engineers to have access to certain amounts of water. And as long as we can continue to work with them and get that stabilized, there's a bit of discussion going on with respect to the Corps and how they would create a formula that says how many millions of gallons of water is available. But plenty is there, but you have to look through a very complex series of questions regarding federal law and what these lakes were created for, etc. And so, but water is just one piece of the puzzle, so we have to balance that act. But yes, there's more than enough water here, and we just have to be sure that we have the ability through all the complicated regulations to be able to access it timely and properly.
And did you have a second question?
With the projected growth that Rutherford County has over, let's say, the next 10 years, and given drought and so forth, water rationing, is there some plan in place that, for example, the county won't go below X number of millions of gallons? And if it does, is there an emergency plan in place for the county?
All of the utilities have an emergency plan, and there are several utilities, and they exercised stage one, you might say, of that plan just this summer, in that they, you know, they didn't go to a forced kind of control process, but they went to a voluntary kind of process to limit the use and withdrawals. But yes, they're required to, and all of those utilities, and they've been meeting together. They had they're having routinely meetings together just to discuss the very two questions you're talking about, our resources, the precious resource of water, and secondly, they had to come together and talk about how we're going to really address this severe drought that we had back in June and July. So yes, they're on that. We've got a really good, we're really fortunate. We've got great people in all of these utilities, and they're doing a very, very good job looking toward the future.
Thank you for your questions, too. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back. And we've got some other folks on the line. We'll be going to you next. So if you're on the line, hold on. You'll be coming up. Our number is 893-1450. We're focusing on Rutherford County this morning. Our guest, Rutherford County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway.
This is George Plaster. Join me for Sports Night, weekdays 3 to 6, right after all sports talk at 2 here on WGNS.
Ford of Murfreesboro has just been named the number one Shelby Cobra dealership in the United States. Test drive the Shelby Cobra that has the all-new supercharged 5.8-liter V8. Ford of Murfreesboro was also named the number three dealer in the U.S. for selling the Mustang Roush. Come test drive and take home a new 540-horsepower Stage 3 Mustang from Roush today. Ford of Murfreesboro, your Roush and Cobra headquarters. On Broad at Northfield Boulevard and online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Want a green lawn? Try Five Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed. If you have had trouble growing a lush green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then Five Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed has your answer. Five Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South.
Pick some up today at the Rutherford County Farmers Co-op on Middle Tennessee Boulevard near Church Street and ask for Tina.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Still lots of congestion. 04 Parkway at Bridge Avenue, 04 Parkway at Chapin Place, 04 Parkway at Kaysen Lane. With still lots of congestion, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, lots of congestion. Still dealing with that multiple vehicle accident on I-24 as you head down to downtown Nashville. It's around as the Bell Road exit there. Multiple vehicles, multiple injuries involving that. Look younger today. Get Botox now from Dr. Beautiful. Just $9 per unit. That's only $9. Call today. Get Botox today. Visit drbeautiful.net. Randy Bryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather now? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Well, plenty of sunshine across the forecast area with a high of 90 and a light north wind becoming northeast. Slight chance for showers and storms late tonight, low 71. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, it's 75.
I'm Steve Smith at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Our people are different from others. We give the personal service. We're here to answer the telephone. We're just personal hometown banking at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
High school sports, Blue Raider games. It's only on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. We are focusing on Rutherford County, a great place to call home. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is with us this morning answering your questions, 893-1450. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
And good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
I have a concern about there's supposed to have been a sewage line running from Old Fort Parkway, supposed to come down the Old Nashville Highway over to Blanton's Drive. That's the city that's coming through the county. How soon would it be before they start that project, or have they started?
Well, you've asked a question that I'm going to have to tell you, I just don't know. I mean, I haven't heard about that project, and I'll have to get with our people at the city of Murfreesboro and this Water Sewer Department just to find out, but I actually have not heard about that project. So
yes. Well, I understand that there's a foul odor over there on Old Fort Golf Course, and I guess because of the construction and the number of places that have built up over there, they're having a problem with the sewage, and they're going to have to try to run that line through here. They are supposed to come down the old highway and cut across and go across to Blanton Drive with the sewage. And
Blanton Drive is where their treatment plant is, I believe.
Yes, I understand. Right. But what I was wondering is, on this part of the old Nashville Highway is the county, and it goes to the city to Florence Road. How does that happen?
Well, they've done that from time to time. I mean, there are some sewage lines that are in the county, and that's a choice that the city has made. They can do that with the ability that they have. And I know, in fact, they've run one out toward the Buchanan community along the interstate out there. So that's possible, and they can do that for a public purpose. And we'll just have to see what this is, when it's going to take place, because I really don't know. But I'm sure it sounds like it must be something pretty definite, because you've got some good details there.
Oh, yes, it's supposed to be coming. I don't know how soon, but I know it's coming through. One other concern I have is up here on this 840 Expressway, a little pretty near it, and it's a lot of banging, and we've reported it, bad lip up there on the southbound side on 840. Somebody's going to have a terrible accident up there, man. It's just banging and banging all day and all night. I'm looking for somebody to run down here in this field while I'm behind my house here. It's just, they need to take care of that.
Now, what is this banging about, sir?
It's at 840, the lip of the bridge at 840, there at Murfreesboro Road and 840.
Right.
Big trucks and everything. You can just hear them just banging and just banging, you know.
Okay.
The fifth wheel going to come loose on something. What I'm saying.
Yeah, so there's a bump, a dip there, you might say. There's a separation between the bridge and the road.
Right, right.
Okay.
And I called and reported that, and nothing been done about it.
Okay. Well, we can make another report to Tennessee Department of Transportation, and maybe that'll just continue to get some pressure on them.
Yes, well, I figure if you do make the report, you know, you probably can get something done quicker than I can.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll try to help with that.
Yeah, well, okay, I appreciate you. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you.
You have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. Let's take another call here. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hi.
I wanted to ask Mr. Burgess, what is the big building they've been working on for several months at the end of Winrow Road next to Veterans Parkway?
Okay, I believe that is a pumping station of some sort there for Consolidated Utility District. I think that's their effort to continue to try to expand and have adequate water supply and water pressure for that that part of the county.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450 if you have a question or if you have a comment or a suggestion that would improve Rutherford County, give us a call. 893-1450. The line is open this morning, and our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is here to answer your calls today. 893-1450. And good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I guess I have a comment more than I have a question. I'm wondering, with a lot of these larger buildings being emptied, a lot of large stores going out of business, if the county could get a grant or if the county could possibly purchase one of those buildings for the purpose of putting in an ice skating rink for our citizens. I think we're close enough to the predators that that's something that probably would be successful. And the other comment I have, and then I'll hang up, is when do you think we might see train transportation to Chattanooga, maybe to Huntsville, maybe to Atlanta, maybe to Nashville? And I'm going to hang up and listen. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. What about that?
Okay. Yes, there are buildings available for any number of purposes. In fact, the county just bought one of those such smaller buildings so that we can expand some of our sheriff's operation into that adjacent building. But as far as buying a building and putting it in place for a you might say, a public purpose, but yet really that would typically be operated by a private entity, I doubt if the county would be in a position to really consider in seriously operating or an ice skating rink. So I think that's something, at least this is my individual preference, that we would leave those kinds of things to the encouragement of private investors. As far as train transportation, it doesn't appear to me that that is likely in the near future. I mean, it may be years off, quite honestly. So there is has been some discussion about rapid transit, you might say, between Murfreesboro and Nashville, between Gallatin and Nashville, Franklin, etc. But I think in a practical way, I don't think that's going to happen in the short term either. And I'm talking 10 or more years before that's likely to happen. So I don't think we're going to see transportation between Nashville and Chattanooga, etc., anytime soon. It doesn't appear to even be in the formative discussions of any real potential. So that's what I'm hearing through the discussion that we have through a little regional transportation authority that we do have that is focusing a lot more on enhancing and improving commuter service through bus rapid transit.
Now, you go into other areas like New York, Washington, even Atlanta, and they have some sort of train-type transportation in those communities. Is the reason that we're not getting that, and it's really not on the drawing board, so to speak, is that because CSX Railroad is using their tracks so heavily for, I think this is the main connection between Chicago and Miami, and there's a lot of freight on that track, and freight, heavy freight, and personal transportation don't always mix. Is that the problem?
Well, that is one of the problems. I mean, there are other problems. In other words, yes, the access of that train track in particular from CSX, there is not any interest in pursuing that. And these other trains we're talking about, they run at much higher speeds, and they're most of the time they're electric. So right away, where are we going to put the track? And where is it going to run? I mean, we don't have any obvious place except down the middle of an interstate or beside an interstate, and they're already full, and we've already used up all of those right-of-ways to put a train. And then when you actually start computing the cost that it's going to take to put in a rail rapid transit system, it is astounding and overwhelming, and without huge, huge federal and state subsidy, largely federal subsidy dollars, it will not happen. Even within the bus rapid transit system, the fare box is typically not contributing more than about 25% of what it takes to run one of these commuter services. So it's just a matter of reasonable budget, prudent budget, and it's just not possible to move to the level. And it's probably 10 times the cost to put in a train system, and it is a really enhanced and efficient bus system. So I think you're going to see the focus continue, at least for the next 5 to 10 years or more, in bus improved transit.
Now, I think since you're on the Regional Transportation Organization Board, people don't understand why we're seeing that train transportation going into Wilson County. Why is it working there and not working into Rutherford County or Williamson or Sumner. Why does it only work into Wilson County?
Well, it works into Wilson County because there was a line from Davidson County into Wilson County, a rail line, that was not being used for another purpose. So the line was there. The track was there. There was substantial used equipment that was available, that was acquired for a very, very nominal sum. So the startup cost for that particular line was just actually really, really small compared to what it would take to build something from scratch.
So that was what, the old Tennessee Central?
Yeah, I think so. Now, that particular line has struggled, even with much federal subsidy. And just in the last year or two, has the ridership increased enough to where it's still having to have substantial subsidy, but the ridership has increased to the point that it's becoming more and more economically viable.
I guess it's just a habit that you need to develop. And when people get to the point where they're comfortable in using mass transportation, they start using it more. I remember the early days of the bus service going between Murfreesboro and Nashville. It had some lean days. But now, after it has been around for many years, that bus is full, and they have the larger buses coming into the area now.
Yeah, I mean, there are two or three dozen trips per day and over about 9,000 riders per month are taking advantage of these buses that are running from Murfreesboro, MTSU, Smyrna, and Laverne into Nashville and back and forth routinely. So we're getting a substantial amount of use out of those, which is a very, very important part of trying to make our people's lives a lot better if they can get to and from work in the most efficient and effective, timely way.
I know also people have said that the cost of gasoline will drive people toward commuter services, but they've also said that even more, the cost of parking your car will drive people toward using some type of a bus or some other service. And we don't, here in Murfreesboro, in Rutherford County, we're not exposed to that. I mean, if you get a parking ticket on the square, I think it's $1 or $2.
$2.
$2, okay. if you park in Nashville, it's been a while since I've used parking in Nashville, but the last time I was there, I was surprised. Seems like it was $10 or $15 for just a few hours.
Yeah, $10 is not uncommon down there. I guess that's about how much it would cost if you go in.
So that would make you think twice before you take your car into Nashville on a regular basis. And I guess it's things like that that change our habits of personal transportation. Our number is 893-1450. What are your thoughts on that? 893-1450. We're talking this morning about Rutherford County. We're talking about our future. I mean, not only is transportation our future, but the education of our youngsters. That's our future, too. 893-1450. And good jobs for the future. How can we improve those even more? 893-1450. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is with us. We have about 10 minutes left in the program. This is your chance to talk with our County Mayor one-on-one. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
This is the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters, on Rutherford County's home for MTSU sports.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years,
United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Well, plenty of sunshine across the forecast area with a high of 90 and a light north wind becoming northeast. Slight chance for showers and storms late tonight, low of 71. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, it's 75.
Over the years, we've had the opportunity of getting to know Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. And let me tell you, when they say we sell first quality name brand furniture at about half price every day, they really do that. All credit cards are honored, financing is available, and yes, this is a local family business. Perry Bell is so proud that he sells only American-made furniture. Proud to be an American and proud to support America. And not only do they sell only American-made furniture, they sell only the finest, the first quality furniture half price. They do this in several different ways. They keep the overhead down, they buy in trailer truckload quantities, and they pass the savings on to you. An example being the Jameson bedding. Jameson, if you've lived around this area for any time, you know that that has been around since 1883. Their slogan, the night's sleep, the great night's sleep. They have it at Jameson bedding. And Jameson is the one that offers the Marriott mattress. Marriott mattresses are used in that hotel chain all around the nation, and people rave about how comfortable those mattresses are. You can get that Marriott mattress from Jameson at about half price right now at Bell Furniture. They also have sofas, dining room sets, bedroom furniture, all of this and more. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Now more than ever, count on WGNS with the Midday Report with Zach Fautman. Weekdays 11 to noon on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, and let's go to the phones. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Great, Bart. Good morning. This is Don Ash, and I just wanted to call and thank Mayor Burgess. His leadership, especially with the Drug Corp, Bart, I don't know of any county mayor in the entire state that's done more to support people trying to get in recovery and turn their lives around than Ernest Burgess. And he's done that really throughout his service to our county. If you look at leadership, he is so prepared in everything he does, and him and Lisa Nolan with the budget, they do a great job with that. But I just wanted to call him today and just tell him thank you for his efforts with the Drug Court. There have been a lot of lives changed, and a big reason of that is because of the support of him and our county commissions in Rutherford County. But he is a tremendous leader, and we are blessed to have him in our community. So I just wanted to call and say thank you. And Bart, I appreciate you too. Didn't mean to put everything out on Ernest.
Well, I think I would be remiss if I didn't remind the public that I've just simply been a small facilitator of the great work that Judge Ash had the vision to initiate and support and put in place this system. Without that leadership and without his vision of how this would improve and enhance the lives of these people that need this assistance, we wouldn't be here talking about the great things that have happened. So we wish you the best, and we know you're on to another phase in your judicial career, but you've been a tremendous asset for Rutherford County, and we know you'll continue to serve the state of Tennessee well.
Well, thanks, Mayor. Like I said, I just think you're the best, so keep up the good work. Proud to tell everybody you're our county mayor, so thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, Judge Ash. Congratulations to you on your appointment as a senior judge.
Right.
I think that's phenomenal. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
All right. I'm wondering, I saw where MTSU and Nissan are working on a lease deal. I wonder if there's any possibility of Rutherford County working with Nissan, setting up program where we have Charger and use the Leaf automobiles, that type thing.
Well, I think someone just mentioned that to me the other day. I think probably that would be something we'd want to work with our cities and see if we couldn't sort of work together to find a place to locate some of these chargers. And there are a few of them. I know we have some, one or two at the actual Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, that location there. So yes, we do need to do more of that, and some of us individually and in a personal way should support Nissan and support this great car they've got by even getting some of them ourselves, more of them. So I think that's something we should all work toward, and we'll continue to work with our other friends in our other municipalities and see if we couldn't continue to make some improved place opportunities here. I know that our Middle Tennessee Electric and Murfreesboro Electric, I know that they have Leaf cars and they have Leaf charging abilities, etc. So it's starting, but yes, you're right. We need to improve that.
Very good point. Thank you for calling, too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day. And that's going to pretty much put the top on our program today. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess has been visiting with us today. We have about a minute left in the program, and I wanted to leave you a little time to close and make any comments that you wanted to make dealing with our county and based also on some of the questions we've had today.
Well, I think you can see, Bart, that we've got a good number of citizens out there in this county that really take what they're doing to support all of the things that's happening in their city and their county very seriously, and I just want to encourage everybody, especially those out there that haven't been participating in our elections and voting as much as they could. This is really, really critical for our nation, that more and more people really take a serious interest in participating and trying to influence the things that are being done in this particular county. So we have opportunities, and we make those opportunities available in a very, very good way as far as the number of places you can vote and how you can vote. So I think we're really giving up a tremendous opportunity here, our citizens are, by not being more proactive in trying to help guide and direct and lead and help find and identify and support those people that really have the ability to lead and make this place a continuing better place for all of us. So I just want to encourage everybody to be thoughtful, to be respectful, to be patriotic, and to try to do everything they can just to keep this country balanced and focused on those things that have been so important and have made us so successful.
Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess visiting with us this morning. Ernest, thank you again for joining us.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Tomorrow at this time, home economist Pat Whitaker, along with Agricultural Extension Service Lou Nave, the Executive Director for the Farm Animal Care Coalition of Tennessee, they'll be joining us right here